Hey, it's Deanna and Justin.
Hello.
Oh.
I have to talk low.
This has been a rough week.
I'll talk about it in a minute.
All right. So, liar, liar, you said something about Name Yourself Day by.
National Name Yourself Day.
Okay.
So, when I was a kid, I really liked this hat that was from Georgia Tech, and it said Buzz on the back. And I used to wear it everywhere. I had like a bee, and it was yellow. And then I went to CCD, and they said, make name tags. So I tried to get people to call me Buzz. And they didn't. And I don't have many cringe-worthy moments in my life because everything's funny.
But that's one of them.
That's like top five for me.
There was one time where I had a bad week. It was my third time ordering takeout from Olive Garden.
Hell yeah.
And I was kind of embarrassed, so I used a fake name when I placed the order. And when I walked up, or when I pulled up to the restaurant and I called for the curbside delivery, I forgot what name I used, and they couldn't find the order. I couldn't figure it out, so I just drove away. I paid money for food I didn't get.
I should have got takeout last night because my parents went to Wild Fork a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. They got all the meats.
Yeah, and really good seafood.
So they bought a picanha. Do you know what a picanha is?
No.
It's a Brazilian rump roast. There's a huge fat cap on top of it. So I watched like 9 videos on how to cook this thing.
That thing must have been good.
And, well, so the grill is crap, basically. It's old. Like, they only spent a couple bucks. I think they bought it, like, when they moved in. Like, it's old. And I watched like 9 videos on this picanha steak. And it's pretty big. I mean, it's like 3 inches thick, maybe 4. And it's long. So what I did was you just do the outside burners, and then you put this in the middle, so you cook it, and then you sear it at the end. This is the way I was. There's multiple ways to do it. This is the way I want to do it. So I put it in for like 10 minutes, and it's cooking. So then I turn the middle ones on very, very low, like barely a flame, just to get the heat up. And I set my timer for 20 minutes. I'll check it in 20 minutes. 20 minutes up, I walk outside. The grill's on fire.
I mean, my God.
The fat on this thing went up
all
like
the fat dripped.
Yeah. So I run out there. Like, the temperature gauge is blacked out. Like, it totally burned it out.
Oh, my God.
On the front of the grill. And my mom's upstairs cleaning. And I'm like, ah. And she goes, oh, I was wondering why there was smoke billowing into the house. I go, why didn't you say anything? You know why she didn't say anything? Because she hates anything that's remote. She wants shoe leather burnt meat. Like, it's her no bleeding, nothing like that. She'll eat a freaking raw egg on a burger, but she can't have anything red. So I scorched this thing. So I turned the heat down. I had to get it up to temp.
Oh my God.
And I mean, it looked like a baseball. It was so, it went up in flames. Still ate it.
Oh my God.
The dog has been eating most of it.
Was it okay? I mean,
edible?
It was
all right. Yeah, I just sliced it super thin. But I did learn, here's something you can learn today on Next Level Chef, which is a Gordon Ramsay show, which is a great show. If you burn a steak or something, you can just take a stick of butter. And if you rub the butter on it while it's hot, all the crappy, gristly stuff will come off on the butter. You just you waste a lot of butter. Now, you're not wasting butter. You're basting
it. No, but that's
a
good trick. I like that.
It will take all the crap off of it. So, yeah, I did a little of that, and I scraped most of it. I saved it, but it wasn't. I mean, I didn't buy it. I didn't really care. But, you know, my mom was like, we bought that. I'm like, you're not even going to eat it. It don't matter. You're not going to eat it.
Can we talk about your voice right now?
Dude,
you're like 2 octaves lower than usual.
I think I got it. We went to the Wings game. So it was Philly's opening night. We were at Xfinity Live, went to the casino. So I definitely caught something there. I went on the air on XTU, and I couldn't talk high. So I had to talk really low, or my voice cracked almost every time. And we're giving away tickets to like big shows, and I can't act excited. And you're
like, congratulations.
Yeah. The thing with radio is if you act excited, the people calling, they're going to be excited because they're winning tickets, but you get them a little more excited by you being excited.
So
the calls are crap. I text my boss, I go, do not listen today. That's our recording late. It's getting better now. I'm still using Afrin.
You sound better than you sounded over the weekend.
Yeah. What's crazy is if you use Afrin the right way every 10 to 12 hours, it works.
Right.
If you're using it every hour, it's not going to work.
No, not good.
So
they tell you not to overdose on it.
Yeah, like my dad is addicted to it. I know so many people addicted to Afrin. You use it every 10 to 12 hours, like I feel like $1 million. That stuff hits your brain. Like maybe I'm killing brain cells, but my nose is cleared out.
Dude, between the two of us, I was very unwell. I was on prednisone because, like a five-year-old, I got an ear infection back in February.
Yeah, I mean, adults get ear infections.
I didn't know that. And then
I'm a candidate for adult tubes, Dan. I know.
And then, like, 2 weeks after I was done my antibiotic cycle, I started getting this pain in my ear.
Yeah.
Or, like, above it. And I went back to the doctor, and I was like, I can't figure it out. I still have this pain. So she's like, okay, you know, try Tylenol, warm compresses. If it still bothers you in a week, give me a call. 2 weeks later, again,
yeah,
I call her back. I'm like, the pain hasn't gone away. It's like severe, consistent pain in and above my ear. She goes, okay, I'm going to put you on prednisone. Mm-hmm. Try and knock it out, right? So I've been on prednisone before for my severe poison ivy that I had last summer.
Yeah, okay, because it kills everything. It just right. kills everything.
So, like, I figured it wouldn't bother me. But I was down for the count. Sunday, I just, like, woke up so sick. Nauseous, vomiting, fever, awful, so terrible. I haven't been that sick in a very long time. And then to make matters even worse, I was starting to feel much better yesterday.
Yeah.
So I did like some cleaning around the house and, you know, I'm doing a little bit of laundry and I'm slowly getting myself back into the groove of things. And I'm sitting on the couch and I'm relaxing at the end of my night. Jacob goes to bed 5 minutes after he leaves the room. My cat projectile vomits on my lap and the couch.
Did you also throw up? Because other throw
I almost
up
did.
Makes me throw up.
I almost did. If I was still nauseous like the day before, I definitely would have thrown up again.
Because pet throw up is just a different level. I can't even.
And it just smelled like
it.
Wet cat food.
All right, because I'm going to, we can't
he
talk
just,
about it.
Bleh, like all over the couch cushion.
It's a funny sound.
I had to rip the couch cushions off. I had to throw them in the washer.
Yeah.
I mean, my cat and I were both sick this weekend.
I can't do with it. When I thought I was getting better, the key to getting better is not doing anything.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I know. I can't do that because I laid in bed all day on Sunday and I was so tired of laying in bed, not doing anything that I had to get up. I started cleaning and Jacob's like, can you stop? Like, can you just
gotta do
go
nothing.
Lay down?
Thursday night, I woke up at 3 a.m. This is like peak sickness. And I just peed the bed. Like I jumped out of bed. I peed the bed and I looked, I sweat. Like my sickness was like
bad.
My comforter, cause no top sheet, cause I'm a normal human, I had to take it and lay it out on the floor so it would dry. I was the soakest, the wettest I've ever been. The soakiest I've ever been. Just buckets of sweat. I'm like, I peed the bed. I was freaking out. I go, I'm 32 years old and I just peed the bed and I'm not drunk. I'm sober peeing the bed, which is somehow worse. Did not pee the bed, just a lot of sweat. I found something out the other day. So you can hear it in my lungs.
Oh man, that's deep.
Weird. My friend was talking about how good oatmeal cream pies are.
Yeah.
Because
they're
the best thing in the world.
Yep.
And my one buddy goes, yeah, my wife ate a ton of them right after she gave birth. And I went, oh, was it like a craving? He goes, no. Oatmeal cream pies help production of breast milk.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it's oatmeal, but I think she was just covering up the fact that she loves oatmeal cream pie so much.
All right, fair.
Yeah, so oatmeal. I mean, it makes sense. Oats, like oats are wheat and stuff like that, but she was just banging out oatmeal cream pies left and right. Like boxes of them. I was like, she could have sold it. She could have been feeding families with the breast milk.
I gotta tell you, like, that is one of the sole reasons why I've ever wanted to get pregnant in my life is just so I can
stuff?
Eat whatever.
You know, you could do it now. There's
I know,
no rules
then,
in life,
Deanna. But then there's consequences. You know, like, I'll get a little, like, sick. I'll gain weight.
I think if you eat 30 oatmeal cream pies, you're going to get sick either way. Even if you're producing milk, even if the milk factory is open, you're going to get sick from eating 30 of them.
I've always just wanted to do that. Just
They're
act
so good.
Pregnant.
They're so good. So WrestleMania was this weekend.
Oh, yeah. And you went, right?
So, well, when I text you on Friday, I'm like, I can't record because I have no voice.
Yeah.
But I bought these tickets to go to the WrestleMania convention, basically. Like, I'm not missing it because I'm not going to actual WrestleMania.
Right.
I was going to go to WrestleMania by myself and get tickets late because they got pretty cheap. But it was in Philly, and I wanted to be at home because, let me tell you, sporting events, the best seat in the house is on my couch because you get to absorb everything.
Especially when there's that many people.
And I knew there was some, like, I knew Jason Kelce was showing up. I didn't want to be there for that because I wanted to see it on TV.
See, I didn't know, and I was so excited and then mad that I didn't go.
Like, Lane Johnson was there.
I know.
He said he lost 15 pounds in 2 weeks because he was taking his shirt off on, you know, national television. There's 75,000 people there and, like, 10 million watching at home.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be on my couch. So we go on Friday. And it's pretty cool. Like, it's a super nerd convention. Like, it's low hygiene is what I want to say. I mean, it's a nerd thing. So we go, like, a lot of our childhood stuff's there. That's my email. A lot of our childhood stuff's there. And there's, like, belts and old wrestlers and gear they wore and stuff like we grew up watching. I'm like, this is pretty cool. So we're taking pictures of things. There's photo ops. I mean, it's packed, too.
Yeah.
It's a Fanatics event. And Fanatics sucks, all right? I saw their owner, and I almost said something to him.
Oh, my gosh.
He's worth $11 billion, so he doesn't care about me.
Yeah.
So, like, we're there, and I have a wrestling shirt on. My buddy has a Flyer sweatshirt on. We're the least dorkiest people there. And I looked over to him, and I said, are we the most normal people here? And he goes, I think so. And then Sunday night rolls around, like 11 o'clock, and I'm watching WrestleMania, and I'm crying in my basement because it was so good. And I went, maybe I'm the dorkiest person at that thing. Then I went online and saw everybody else crying. And I went, I'm like, I think this is good. Like, it's a good story. All, like, the wrestlers that I watched as a kid showed up. And I'm like, I think I'm tearing up. Maybe I am the dorkiest person at WrestleMania. So it was a big full circle moment for me.
I'm so upset.
In my parents' basement.
I'm so upset that WrestleMania was in Philadelphia. And we work in Philadelphia on the air. And there was, like, no media coverage whatsoever.
I think Preston and Steve were talking about it this morning. They don't need it. They don't need it this week because it's so big. I mean, there were 75 countries. People from 75 countries came in. Like, we met people from Australia.
That's wild.
The thing is, what's a good thing about WrestleMania is they kind of use it to test if a city can have a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I was pretty hopeful. I go, okay, maybe Philly get a Super Bowl. Like, I'm never going to go to the Super Bowl because it's mostly corporate people getting tickets. And if the Eagles are going to win it, I want to watch it at home with people I know. But the first night of WrestleMania, like, the link doesn't hold sound in that well. And the NFL wants that, so I think that's what's going to deter them. And they got to put more seats in, too.
Okay.
But, maybe they will get a Super Bowl now because the influx of revenue for the city of Philadelphia was it's probably going to be, like, $250 million for people spending money. But I'm at Reading Terminal Market, like, because that's where the convention is.
Yeah.
And there's, like, wrestlers there, and people are asking for pictures. Like, they're normal people. Like, these aren't their real names. You know what I mean? Like, Roman Reigns' name is Joe. Like, he just wants to get food.
That is just so wild
He wants to get food. Like, a couple guys use their real names.
Joe just wants a cheesesteak.
Yeah, he's just like, Joe is a father, like, survived leukemia. Like, he's a real person. He's also the most chiseled man I've ever seen in my... He's a Roman god.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't ask for pictures when they're at the market, man. They're just trying to get some Herschels, which is what I got.
Dude, if I had a do-over in life, I would.
You can still do it.
I would go into the WWE.
You know what? It was funny. I started looking for jobs there after watching WrestleMania. I'm like, what are they hiring for? Because I always want to be like a roadie. Like, go on the road.
See, I want to be a fighter. Like, I want to be a WWE fighter. Like, that's why I said if I had a do-over. I'm not at peak physical condition right now. There's
no
way.
They had tryouts this week.
I would break my back.
They had tryouts this week at Drexel.
There's no way.
And I looked at the people who tried out, and they're like Division I wrestlers, and I went, I got no knees. I could be an announcer. Right?
Oh,
that's about it.
Like, I absolutely would have done that.
Like, if I get in the ring and they're like, all right, what are we going to do during this match? You're going to get knocked out 30 seconds in.
Yeah.
That's my physical capabilities at this point.
I just want to, like, toss human beings around and have wild
hair and
like, crazy outfits.
You could do it, but you're going to make $30 a night.
No, I am going to
at a bingo
break
hole.
Every bone in my body.
Dude, it's cool. It's a cool injury. There's like, not cool injuries, like... breaking your foot, missing a
curb.
How
did you break your back? The people's elbow.
Yeah, like, that's, dude, if I'm going to break my neck, I want it to be in a wrestling ring. Like, I want it in front of 50,000 people going, oh, he broke his neck. And then you got a lifetime deal because they got to cover your insurance.
Wait, I have to tell you about two very small, unrelated events that happened to me in the last couple of weeks that I somehow made a connection between. And this is how you know I need to get out of the house more.
Okay.
So... I'm watching TV one night, And I've got one cat on one side, one cat on the other, and the remote's in my lap. And all of a sudden, there's like a pop, but like the sound of like really big bubble wrap pop.
Okay.
And both of the cats jump, one runs away. And I look down at my lap and I realize that the battery, one of the batteries inside the remote exploded.
It's crazy, right? Smells.
And
weird smell.
So I mean, they're only AAA, so they're tiny.
They still stink though.
But they still, like, it just exploded in my lap. So I open the remote and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so weird. Like, it's never happened to me before. So the battery's like oozing.
Yeah.
Right. So I go over to the sink and I grab a paper towel and I try to do
like it's like the Comcast remote or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I try to do whatever I can to wipe it up and, you know, not touch anything. But I did get some battery acid on my finger. So then, of course, I'm like freaking out and I'm Googling what to do when you get battery acid on your skin. And so I'm standing at the sink for like 10 minutes, just running my fingers under cold water. That same night or next morning, very early next morning, my husband gets up to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And it's still dark out. And he's getting ready to leave. He's downstairs now. I hear him shuffling around. And I open my eyes and I see a glow coming from the closet.
Okay.
And I think, oh,
CT.
I think, oh, he left his phone in the closet or something, because we have like built-in shelves and stuff.
Okay.
And I'm thinking maybe he put his phone down in the closet and it's still in there, like sitting on top of t-shirts or whatever. And then I look a few minutes later and I'm trying to look closer and closer and I realize, no, wait, that doesn't look like his phone. And then I'm thinking, oh my God, am I having a reaction to the battery acid?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Am I seeing, like, do you know what
you're
it
like
was?
Like Spider-Man? You're like, I'm battery woman.
I get up and go into my closet.
It's the sun.
No.
What?
It was a t-shirt that I have from MMR with glow-in-the-dark ink.
Oh, my God.
It says WMMR and glow-in-the-dark ink. And I didn't know it was glow-in-the-dark, like, screen printing. I had no idea.
Was it? I guess it was like a green glow then.
Like a
phone glow. Actually, that makes sense.
Yeah. In the dark of the night, I thought it was a phone glow.
You know what the worst part about that remote getting battery acid in it is? Now you have to retrain your muscle memory to do another remote. Because if you get usually Comcast, they just come out with a new remote every year. So if you get a new one, then now you gotta relearn the remote.
I just put new batteries in.
Oh, it didn't like melt it or anything?
No, I just... No.
In half?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think because the batteries are so small, because they were AAAs, it didn't have that big of an impact.
Yeah.
So I just like wiped it clean, and then I put new batteries in and it was fine.
Oh, I thought it like melted it. That would have been a cooler story if it melted it. Melted my hands.
I really thought that I had some kind of like retro like radioactivity.
It's just liquid stuff in the battery.
I was like, I'm seeing green.
Oh my God. Now, are your cats scared of the remote now?
Oh, no. They probably forgot.
Because now we're dealing with the treat cabinet. A bag fell out, and it scared Murph, and now she's scared of her treats.
Oh.
Because she's so dumb. She's, like, not the smart dog at all. So now I get treats. She used to, like, run up and sit next to me. Now she walks across the room and hides behind the table.
Oh.
I'm like, this dog is so effing spoiled. Now she's scared of the damn treat bag.
No, my dog is probably the biggest wuss of a dog with the biggest growl. Like his bark really is worse than his bite. Like when people say that about dogs, like he would never hurt a fly, but he will growl at a decibel that makes you feel like he's about to tear you to shreds.
Yeah.
And he growls at everyone that comes to the door. And people are always like, oh, they like delivery drivers like throw stuff on the porch and
small.
Like run away.
He's like a bigger dog.
You know, and if I did open the door and let him out, he would run to them with a ball in his mouth and be like, with a tail wagging. Like, but he is so scary. Like, I swear, sometimes he just looks like Cujo.
You know how like they told you not to look at the eclipse without glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should listen to them. Cause I mean,
did you do it?
Yeah. I quickly looked at it.
Justin.
You can do it for like a second. So I saw a little bit of it and that was it. And then the clouds moved in and I watched TV. I watched David Muir look at the eclipse. There's people like crying.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, this happens.
Come on.
Chill
out.
My favorite conspiracy theory is just It's mostly Facebook people. They're like, don't look at the eclipse. They're going to spray chemicals in our eyes. I'm like, guys, they knew about this eclipse like 300 years ago. Like, this is, they know it's coming. This is math and science.
This is how this works.
This works. Like, they're not spraying chemicals in your eyes. I like that. They're like, they're going to spray chemicals in our eyes. And they're like, on their third bottle of Diet Coke. I'm like, guys, we got to, and I love Diet Coke. No offense to Diet Coke people, but it's not great for you.
I spent like a half hour in my bathroom yesterday, and not because I was sick, but because it was the best view of the eclipse.
We just had clouds. I did the most generic neighbor thing ever. I went on the front porch, and my neighbors were out, and we all saw clouds, and we all just went, clouds, and then went back in the house. And I went, this is peak suburbia. This is, I've become maybe what I hate. We just went clouds, yeah, and then went back inside. And that was it. And I watched it on TV.
You're done. That's it.
Yeah. My friend lives in Vermont. They were doing like jello shots. And
oh,
people just took off from work and got banged up. I'm like, all right, that's
kind of
cool. Yeah.
I saw a lot of people posting that like their business was going to be closed for the eclipse.
It's going to be so dark. I'm like, it's not dark here.
What are we doing?
No dark here. It was dark in the past.
No, my sister lives in Austin though, and she sent photos.
It got dark there.
It got really dark there.
Well, because that was the path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked really cool from where she lived.
And that's
it. Not so much from where we live.
And everybody talked about it. Now there's probably another one soon.
And now everyone will find something different to obsess over.
Yeah, they're not going to spray chemicals in your eyes because you're looking at the eclipse. They're not stealing things. It was 30 seconds of darkness. What do you hear about night? When you hear about night, that's going to blow your mind. It's crazy. It's dark for like 8 hours. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. I know, but you change somebody's routine even for 5 seconds and they freak out.
Yeah, well, so. I mean, let me tell, like, when it gets dark out tonight, your mind's going to be blown.
Okay. So, liar, liar.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, National Name Yourself Day is today. I bought this hat as a kid. I bought multiple hats and visors that said Buzz on them because that was like a Georgia Tech thing and I thought it was cool. And I went to CCD, and they said make name tags, and I tried to make everybody call me Buzz, and they didn't. And top five cringiest moment of my life.
And I was having a bad week, and it was the third time I was ordering takeout from Olive Garden, so I used a fake name for my takeout. And I pulled up to curbside delivery and forgot the name that I used, and they couldn't find my order, so I just pulled away and didn't get the food I paid for.
And you were lying.
I'm lying.
Oh, yeah, one more thing. My sister got laid off. I told you that. But,
oh, no. Did you? I don't remember you telling me that.
I might have. I don't know. She kind of knew.
That sucks.
She's a little mean. But Raz was like, do you want to go to Dan and Shay this week? I'm like, yeah, I'll take my sister. So I figured he'd just give us the free promotional tickets up top. And he didn't. But I haven't told her because I have to get there early because we have to go backstage to do an interview.
Oh.
So I'm taking her, but I'm not telling her.
Oh, so that's nice.
Well, she knows we're going. And I'm like, and then I just want to see her freak out. It's mostly just to see her freak, not to be nice and see how awkward she is around these
it's
two.
Not to
who
be
are
nice.
The two most normal people in the world. Like they, some celebrities are meh. They're just like, I think the last time we interviewed, we talked about football and then our time was up. So I had to do a little fake interview.
Yeah.
Like, what, new album? We just talked about the Steelers for 20 minutes. But yeah, so I want to see how she freaks out or not. I got to tell her to wear comfy shoes though, I feel like.
You're going to tell her before this episode comes out, right?
Yeah. If we ain't talking about home goods, she ain't listening. Like, so, no.
Okay.
No, she just, that's all she does now. She goes to home goods.
Oh.
She buys the.
Oh, no. It's the worst thing you can do when you're laid off.
Dude. Wait. So she's been doing it for a while now. They're like these Oreo side tables and cappuccino side tables that you can't get.
Yeah.
She finds them all. She touches them up and then she sells them.
Oh, good for her.
I know. I feel like she's a home goods criminal. I guess she's making money on it. It doesn't really matter. Oh, you can hear it in my lungs.
Oh, it's deep. It's deep in there.
Yeah.
All right. So what else?
I got nothing.
Okay. Don't forget about our text line, 215-995-1139. 215-995-1139. You can text us there. We have received messages there that we have not replied to, but just let you know. We did get them.
Any weird ones?
Thank you for messaging us.
Anything weird?
No, wait. Henrietta.
What is this?
Henrietta messaged us when she was listening to a couple episodes, so I just have to shout her out real quick. We did get those messages.
Nothing weird.
she just wanted to let us know that Four Roses whiskey is really good. She thought that you might want to know that.
Oh, yeah.
I forget when we were talking about whiskey, but I've had Four Roses, and it is really good. I think I have it in my liquor cabinet right now. I think that was the only one we hadn't covered. But
Four Roses.
Yeah. So 215-995-1139.
Send us the last time you cried at a pro wrestling event. I mean, or if you've never done it, make me feel better about myself. Just teary-eyed watching some grown men pin each other with bleached hair and weird names. And then The Rock wearing bell bottoms. I mean, this was a lot.
If that makes you cry.
If The Rock wearing bell bottoms made you cry, let us know.
All right. Bye, mayonnaise.